took like more team to pull. Then they had the old sweep stock that they put the sweep on, run around with, and then they had the walking cultivator. And then later on, the riding cultivator. Mm-hmm. Then they went to the tractor machinery. Mm-hmm. You know more about that, I expect, than I do.
Oh, no, not really.
Well, you can see, Reed, although I used to farm with a tractor, but I never was much a man on the machinery.
Well, was there any other type of animal that they used for plowing besides?
Old oxen, the yoked steer. Yeah, that used to be all the gold in the early day in this country was oxen. They didn't work the horse like they did later on. And then they later on, they bred and raised the mules, so you get a cross between the horse and the jack.
Was there any kind of plow or something like a plow that would break up the ground real fine after you plowed it the first time?
Oh yeah, they had what's called a harrow, spike tooth harrow, and then later on came the disc harrow, a whole big disc about that big around, and they were on an axle and you pulled them and they rolled over and over, cut the ground clods up as it went. Mm-hmm. Finally, more times you rolled over to finally you got your clods cut up, better they would cut it. Commonly called the disc harrow. But originally they had this what's called a spike tooth harrow. Mm-hmm. And the drag log that tore that stuff up with.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you about a few utensils. You know this stuff that most people's best dishes are made out of? What would that be usually?
You mean what the old time dishes were made out of?
Usually the best ones that they had.
That you cooked in?
Well, what you would eat off of.
Well, yeah, off. I don't know what they had in the early day, to tell you the truth, man. I guess most anything you get wood and such like. But later on, it come what we call this crockery stuff, you know, Chinaware. Mm-hmm. It's made out of some kind of clay formation, what it's made out of. They used to use them crockery stuff like they do now, as far as that's concerned. It was a poorer grade of it when I was a kid than we got now that they used. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's more porous and harder to wash and clean than it is now. Now you can get it to just solid as steel, this thing goes. You can scald it off and get it plumb clean, but when I was a kid, that stuff was hard to wash. Mm-hmm. You had to scald it enough. You don't have to scald it to clean the outside of it. You had to clean the inside of it because lots of it was porous.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever see an egg made out of china or something like that that a farmer might use to try to get his hen to lay?
Oh, you mean them old china eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I bought them by the hundreds and fed them to the chicken snakes.
That'd mess them up, I reckon.
Do what?
I reckon that'd mess the snake up, wouldn't it?
Yes, it messed him up. Once you get one of them down him, he won't eat no more eggs. In an hour or two, he'll be full of eggs. No, the old china egg, I used to put in the chicken net, so when a chicken snake come down, you see, well, he'd get it and he wouldn't get no more. He wouldn't want no more in a few hours.
I see.
All the china egg. Some was made out of white stuff, some of them made out of red looking stuff, some of them made just common crockery stuff. Making this. Now you take one of them doorknobs out, you lay that in the hen's nest, and a chicken snake comes along, he's going to swallow it. Mm-hmm. Anything that's white.
He doesn't know the difference.
He don't know the difference. Now I'm going to tell you what it does for him. He swells up a place about that big around in the middle of him, and then he kills it. Mm-hmm. But he'll go to a tree or a fence post, and wrap around and he'll pull himself trying to break that egg. Mm-hmm. See, a chicken egg, they can break that shell and that's the end of it.